Three state lawmakers want hearings on a bill aimed at stemming high fuel prices. Democratic Representatives Pete Peterson and Chris Tuck of Anchorage and Scott Kawasaki of Fairbanks say hearings will allow quicker action on an anti-price gouging bill that failed to advance last session. The law calls for an investigation whenever Alaska gas prices exceed the Washington state average by at least 10%. Representative Kawasaki says the bill has been unfairly characterized as price fixing.
People have said, well, this is a price fixing bill where we're actually setting a government price, and that's just not the case. What we're saying is that in the case where your gas is priced 10% higher than Washington state's average, that this investigation will open up. I don't care what the price of gas is necessarily, but I think it should be fair.
A AAA listed the average price of gas in Alaska today at $3 a gallon. That's just 12 cents over the average price in Washington. But last year, when oil prices fluctuated dramatically, the retail differential at the gas pump was well in excess of the 10% trigger in the bill. Investigations by the House Judiciary Committee and the Attorney General's office last year found no evidence of illegal collusion in the Alaska market, but did shed some light on the issue. The report largely attributed Alaska's higher gas prices to factors related to the state's limited demand. It found the state's two gas producers, Flint Hills and Tesoro, had minimal incentive to compete.